Sound off on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon. Kenny's laughing at me, but I am sitting in the hot seat today. It's Darcia Stebbins and Kenny Enny here on the day before our 250th anniversary of the founding of this country. So declaring our independence last week, if you were listening, I read some of the Declaration of Independence. What an amazing document. And may get back to some of that today. And I think we can cover some constitutional things today as well. But going back, we went for the bicentennial and did a whole cross-country trip back to the East Coast, up to Massachusetts and into Maine, that there was some property in our family. And actually, I learned that there were colonial land grants from people, if you have ancestors that fought in the American Revolution, that those colonial land grants are actually very, very powerful. So our family, at some point in time, was granted a portion of a property that I think was in Vermont. Could have been New Hampshire. Is there a difference between Vermont and New Hampshire? They're always in the same sentence.
Yeah, they're two different states.
They're always in the same sentence, though. You know, one's upside down, one's right side up.
Yeah, I think they weren't they both part of Vermont. I think was part of New York because Vermont wasn't one of the original 13 colonies. It was New Hampshire.
And I believe that it was a property that was in the portion of Vermont that was not yet considered a state. But anyway, there were land grants and similar. Then my grandmother was part of the homestead program, and that's not so far back. I mean, I'm older now, but when you're looking back two, three generations, basically we were all farmers. So when you have on my son's grandparents, great grandparents, they were also part of the opening of the land grants in the Cherokee Strip in Oklahoma. So it's not all that far back. And we can go into the whole, what is America? But America is the land of the free, the home of the brave. And thank you for those that have fought and died, given their blood, sweat, and treasure for this country. What an amazing place. And the founding documents, we're learning more about that in New California State. We're going through the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, as well as the Constitution. And the beginning documents are just so incredible, founded on the values and the principles of liberty. So here we are 250 years later, and that trip that was in my childhood was very memorable. And I still remember going to the different places, Plymouth Rock, Sturbridge Village there, where they're dressed all in period clothing, learning to how they would make paper, how they would, you know, farm their crops, and everyone, it's all mostly by hand. And the way that it used to be, where we actually get our hands in the dirt, right, Kenny?
I'm always in the dirt.
Yeah, when you live off of two dirt roads, Kenny and I have very similar looking cars.
Yeah, and I appreciate, Kevin keeps giving us gift certificates for car washes. I'm wondering if he's trying to tell us something.
that somehow when we pull in on Fridays, that
it's like Pigpen from Peanuts.
It's well earned. It's well earned. So, Kenny, you had a trip back east. Do you want to talk about that and what you experienced? And let's get outside of Paso Robles, California, darn near paradise, right?
Well, I took Junior back to induction day at the United States Naval Academy, which was a week ago yesterday. So he has been going through plebe summer for all of 1 week now. I hate to poo-poo it, but I suspect it's not that bad. But, you know, both parents and plebes were terrified. But it was beautiful to go back. The trip back east was kind of difficult because weather was bad. So what was going to be a 7-hour flight turned into about a 27, or a 7-hour trip turned into about a 27-hour trip.
Did you go the other way around the world, or
pretty much went to Chicago, which is just as bad.
That is another world.
Got delayed over and over, and finally got into Baltimore Tuesday afternoon. Went into Washington, D.C. Hadn't been there since the summer of 24. And so in 2 years, dramatic change in terms of the cleanliness of the city.
Wasn't the subway? It was spotless when we were there last summer.
I haven't been on the Metro.
Years. It was spotless.
But just, you know, I went to college in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and my mother's family was from Washington, D.C., so I used to spend my summers there. Summer of 1976, I watched the fireworks display at the National Mall for the Bicentennial. But in 2024, it was, you know, all I remember, the grass was dead. There were homeless camps all around. The Kennedy Center and the Lincoln Memorial, and in the trees around the Jefferson Memorial. My parents are buried over in Arlington Cemetery. The grass was dead at Arlington Cemetery. Mm-hmm. The place was just a disaster area. And you look today, last week when we drove in, you could see they were setting up the great National State Fair. But everything was clean. Watered, it was nice. And Annapolis, if you've never been there, it's a beautiful little colonial town, except it is pretty far left, which is interesting to me. But it was, you know, the throes of Pride Month, and I've only been to Annapolis lately in June, so. In Annapolis, they line the streets with pride flags. Like, you know, most normal cities would be flying the American flag off of every flagpole. Not there. It was every light pole had a pride flag. So it was a little over the top. We got to go to...
Well, that's kind of a little close to home. Coming from Paso Robles School Board... and having those discussions for the last several years, so it means something.
You know, honestly, it seemed much more in your face than anything I have seen in California for a while. So it really kind of took me aback. Now, Annapolis is the capital of Maryland, and Maryland is a pretty left-wing state. But we went to Baltimore, to the Inner Harbor, and saw the tall ships, and the crosswalks there were painted red, white, and blue, and but it was a good trip. I think probably the part that I liked the most was just being around people on Thursday when all the midshipmen reported. The sense of patriotism. You know, the plebes, the midshipmen show up. My son had a report at 06:15, and so. At 5:30 in the morning, the people that were supposed to be reporting at 9:15 were already in line at 5:30 in the morning because they were that eager to get there. the Navy band was playing, and the superintendent, who's a Marine now, first Marine ever, he was involved in giving haircuts and mm-hmm. definite change of atmosphere.
Tone at the top.
Yeah. You show up in the processing area for the plebes. They, over the top of the doorway, they said, "This is not a college, it's a crucible." And so for those that have been in the Marine Corps since the 90s, the crucible is the big test. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's supposed to challenge you and make you harder. And so General Berg Schulte has that across the door, the entryway when you walk in. So it was a good time. I ran into old friends that I hadn't seen, whose sons are also going to the Naval Academy. They've fared much better in life than I have. They're all lieutenant generals and major generals, and I play in the dirt. So,
well, I don't know who fares better.
But they have to live in Washington, D.C., which I don't.
Well, I can say that for the times that I have been back to D.C., that it is tremendous difference from where it has been the last several years to a year ago. And it was a remarkable change. And people are like, oh, well, there's all of the officers and all of the military that are there. Oh, yeah. It's oppressive and intimidating. And we saw two or three here and there, but it was more you felt safe. And you felt, even at nighttime, going among the monuments, it's so beautiful. Everything's lit up, and it has just the air of, you know what, this actually means something here. And the patriotism, the only thing that I think for me is where I get more patriotic is when you have an air show and you have the flyovers. And so the amount of flyovers that they've been doing recently, it's just, I love it. I love it.
Well, good. You want to talk about Supreme Court now?
Kenny wanted to talk about the Supreme Court. Can you tell? So we are here for you and would love to hear about what you would like to hear about. If you have plans for this weekend, let us know what you're planning, and we'll go right to the phone lines. Kenny, welcome to Sound Off. You're on the air.
Yes. How's it going? I'm calling about, you were talking about the flags and banners and the event center. I've noticed has got all these different colored banners and bonds and stuff around the whole perimeter of, you know, the fairgrounds. And it almost looks like a pride colors. And I was wondering if you've heard anything about that, or what are those colors all about?
I heard this morning there was some discussion, and there's a text that came in and said they're a light multicolor American and world flags would more denote the games, meaning the World Cup and the various, but I haven't seen it. I came from a different direction this morning, so didn't get a chance to see them, but I was trying to take a look.
Well, I went by them today. I just think they're festive flags. I just drove past them 20 minutes ago and looked at them because I heard the same comments on the radio this morning. I don't see anything that I recognize as a pride flag. They're using all the same colors. I agree that I would have preferred for America's 250th maybe if something like
red, white, and blue
or American flags.
Every one of them should be an American flag or red, white, and blue. But it's just, it's slapping your face, I think. To the 250th anniversary. I mean, who's the owners of that place? They need to, you know, get in
I
step.
I think we are.
The state of California owns that property now, I believe.
Yeah. Well, that's a big slap in the face.
Now, I was actually having a conversation with my sister on the way over here, and she was talking about her small town in Georgia, and that her small town in Georgia didn't do anything extra for the 250th. So it's unfortunately a sign of the times. I had to battle with the school district to get them to do anything for the students.
We need to call in some extra troops. I think we need to up the battle, because it's getting out of hand. We're going to lose it if we don't stand together and raise awareness that, hey, this isn't right. You know, let's stop, you know, sitting on our hands. Let's voice our opinions, and maybe they'll take note. Hey, if nobody's going to come out to the fair because of our beliefs, then maybe they'll, you know, have to kind of change.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it's unfortunately, I think it's too late now. I mean, we got how many weeks before the fair? 2 weeks? 10 days?
Yeah.
It's never too late. I'm taking a stand.
We could call them and say, why don't you...
We're still free. We can voice our opinion.
We can boycott.
But we can go down there and protest at the fair. Say, what are these flags for?
Why didn't you put up the American flags?
Right. Yeah. That's what it takes. I think I hear on the radio that we're getting closer to a civil war. You know, and if we don't start, banding together, it's going to be lost.
Yeah. I share that concern, especially after the Supreme Court decision.
I wasn't sure what all those colors were for, and it just looks really generic pride, and that was last month. Move on, get the American flag, get the red, white, blue up there.
That's awesome. Nice job. Thanks. Thanks for calling in. And welcome to Sound Off. You're on the air.
Hi, Darsh and Kenny.
Well, hi there, Jim.
So, Kenny, what about the transsexuals that one of the chief justices said they're all mentally insane? And what about your motion to have it agendized to ban them?
Well, a couple things there. The Supreme Court decision, unfortunately, only says it's okay to basically abide by Title IX. and it doesn't direct. I was hoping it would go further and basically direct the 23 states that allow boys and girls sports. I was hoping that it would go further to say that, that's a violation of Title IX, which they stopped short of. Now, the good news is
up to the states to pass a law to ban it.
Yeah.
What they did.
The good news is that there are two lawsuits pending right now in federal court. I thought they were in Judge Benitez's court, but they're not. They're in two Biden appointee courts. But those lawsuits, I think, are going to go forward. And the key thing that I read out of the decisions was that there is really no different. There's no such thing as transsexual, essentially. It's, you're going to be judged based off of your sex, not what your imaginary sex is. And
what's your birth certificate decided when you were born.
Right. And so that being said, I think these lawsuits going forward are going to succeed, regardless of whether they're Biden appointee judges or not. And I'm hoping that I checked the status of those, and I'm hoping that there could be decisions before the end of the year that would basically say, hey, one's McPherson versus Harupa, and that's where A.B. Hernandez comes from. And then the other one is U.S. versus the state of California. And Harmeet Dhillon was on Newsmax the other night right after the decision saying, lawsuits are already filed.
Here we are.
And, basically the state of California's position is untenable at this point. And I agree. So,
well, why have Title IX if you aren't protecting girls?
Right.
They're boys and girls sports, and so the girls are not a protected class.
So our next board meeting's in August, and I will bring up again that we need to, a board, demand that AB 1266 be repealed by the state of California, and that we refuse to violate the rights of our girls.
Did they ever in closed session discuss indecent exposure? That I gave them the law on that?
Closed session?
I can neither confirm nor deny what has been discussed in closed session.
Nice try, counselor.
You're trying to get me in trouble. I can see what's going on here.
I got my answer.
Don't worry, Kenny. I won't tell anybody.
I got my answer. Anyway, hey. Happy Fourth to both of you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. And with Title IX, it's such an amazing, I came right behind as Title IX had started to be instituted and feel that I benefited from that. And just what having girls be able to participate in athletics, and when it was first starting out, my mother was always athletic. She was tall. I mean, she was 6 feet tall. I wanted to be 6 feet tall. I wanted to play Division I volleyball, but I never got there. But She was athletic and came from an era where she would play sports with her older brothers, but there wasn't anything that was really organized sports. So coming behind that, it gave a whole generation of confidence and learning that life's not always fair and some people play by the rules and some don't. So we'll go to the break and come back afterwards and let us know what's on your mind. It's an amazing day today and tomorrow and the whole year.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
This July, celebrate the red, white, and you at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robel. All month long, enjoy a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service. A cooling, revitalizing treat perfect for summer-tired feet. Unwind in tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where relaxation is always worth celebrating. Appointments are limited. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
And welcome back to Open Mic Friday. It's Darsha and Kenny's show today.
She's driving.
I managed to get here a little bit before Kenny, and so we're here. I'm sitting in the driver's seat. Even though it's the passenger side, I guess it's the British driver's seat.
Or Japan.
Or Fiji. Okay. When we went to Fiji, I was the one driving. We won't go into why. But anyway, it's terrifying that first time when you're actually merging into what feels like oncoming traffic. Anyway, driving on the wrong side of the road, as they say. And we have a call and we'll go right to the phone lines. Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Sound Off.
Hi, Darsha and Kenny, and I want to thank you very much. And I've just been reading some things that the Justice Thomas just talked about, the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
And he said, the Declaration of Independence is not a holiday. It's a covenant. It is a covenant between free men and the principles of natural law. Sealed with the blood and treasure of 56 men who staked everything on the proposition that those principles were worth dying for. To celebrate the Declaration, as Justice Thomas made clear, it is to stand up for it, to defend it, to recommit yourselves to living up to its ideals. And that means learning it, teaching it to your children. And he said that most Americans today have never been taught.
And
he said, you cannot defend what you do not understand.
And God bless Clarence Thomas, man. He had to fight. I mean, he's a fighter, too. I mean, what he went through as they were, the kitchen sink at him. And
he grew up in Effingham County, Georgia, which is a very poor county north of Savannah, Chatham County, and came from a broken home. He was pretty much raised by his grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he grew up during the height of segregationist South. he played around. When you listen, read his biography and listen to him speak, he played around with socialism. He was attracted early on as a young man, as was Thomas Sowell as well.
I love Thomas Sowell.
And they were attracted by all the false promises, and they both, you know, had their epiphany moments and realized that, you know, it was all lies meant really to keep them down further. And that's one thing I, you know, going back to my favorite topic lately, beating up on the school district. When I was trying to get the district to do something to celebrate the 250th, one of the board members who had been opposed to recognizing the 250th said, well, we're going to have to celebrate, you know, the contributions of African Americans and Latino. I'm like, absolutely. I'm 100% in favor of that. And the district wasn't doing anything, but they finally at the last minute put something together. And I said, well, I would like to see what, you know, how are you going to highlight the contributions of Black Americans? No mention of like Crispus Attucks or anything at the Boston, you know, the Boston Massacre or the Rhode Island Regiment that was a freed slave. None of that. You know, they talked about Serena Williams and Michelle Obama, and it was all in some, you know, rap singers. I'm like, what are you people thinking? They wouldn't put Clarence Thomas. They would not mention Clarence Thomas. I gave them a list of people that they should put out, you know, Thurgood Marshall.
Americans.
They had, I forgot the Black lady's name is a singer. She's a Brazilian singer. They had her in there. I'm like, she's not even American. So these are all things like, you know, to carry on your point, if you're not teaching history and you're not teaching the, you know, the successes of people like Clarence Thomas and how he overcame adversity, it's lost.
So in your lifetime, I know what a huge patriot you are, even though in stature you might not be quite there, but you're one of the greatest, the largest
giants.
Patriots that I know. And in your lifetime, what have you seen as far as the culture and the portrayal of America?
Well, I think that the more people need to stand up for freedom, no matter what the cost, because it's going to save our soul and maybe our country. And we know all things were created by God. Therefore, upon Him, all mankind are equally dependent, and to Him, they are equally responsible.
And that's one of the principles, I think, that when you have rights, any rights come with responsibility, that our rights, based in the Constitution, that our rights come from God. And in the Declaration of Independence, it talks about God and nature's God. And that with those rights come responsibilities as well. So there's some pretty strong words, and there's some words that I think are resonating with people these days, where there hasn't been the enforcement of things that words like treason, sedition, those words used to mean something. I believe that that's changing. I believe it's turning around, and I think people are, you know, hey, we're on the brink here, and we need to stand up, and we need to understand, and we need to see our enemy for who it is, and it's an ideology, and it's backed with funding, and it's backed with people. And so we have to get back to our founding documents to understand what America is and what she stands for.
Oh yeah, for sure. We really need to understand both of those documents, understand both of them, exactly what they meant, like the founding fathers. We need to learn exactly what the founding fathers were meant for us to know so we could stand up for them.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate you standing up, and it's a lot taller than anyone might think when they look at you.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you very much.
Happy Independence Day. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
And we'll be back from the top of the hour break. And please support your sponsors. Great people. Love our KPRL community. We'll be back after the break.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.